Departing from tradition, the NAACP's board of directors yesterday elected a former business executive as the organization's president. Bruce Gordon is not well known in the civil rights movement, but as NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, that's the point.
For the first time in decades, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People won't be headed by a politician or religious leader. 59-year-old Bruce Gordon is a retired Verizon executive. When he left the company in 2003, he was head of retail markets for Verizon, its biggest division. At Verizon, he was known for pushing the company to improve its hiring and promotion practices for minorities. Eric Sievis worked with Gordon at Verizon for 19 years and considers him a role model.
Bruce has a way of pulling out the best in you and getting you to volunteer that in order to make a difference in society. Type of individual that would walk up to you in the hallway, may not have seen you for 6 months to a year, walk up to you, call you by name, and ask you something that's going on in your family. So he always was personable.
Gordon used his personable style in his first public statements after being chosen NAACP president. He reached out to the Bush administration saying he believes common ground can be established. Board member Alice Hoffman hopes Gordon will also reach out to the business community and the general public.
We are 100 years old almost. We have a great brand, and we have to continue to make sure that we are marketed in a way that people understand our relevance.
Gordon will replace Kwayisi Mfume. Mfume is running for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. He resigned from the NAACP in December after reports that he promoted staff members he'd dated. Mfume denied the allegations. Gordon is expected to be confirmed as the NAACP's president in July. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News, Washington.